So we've got Sean Brennan, who is the co-owner of Fitzroy Boy. Matty Stewart will join us in a moment for the news update, but if you missed his first segment, he was talking about a shocking situation which is occurring in Goondiwindi. The story was broken by Ben Dorries on RaceNet that a number of horses have been slashed in the neck or on the neck. And unfortunately for Sean Brennan, Fitzroy Boy is a horse he part owns in and has been the latest horse to have suffered this shocking attack. And he joins me this morning. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael. Yourself?
Not too bad, mate. I'm pretty upset and annoyed about what's going on up there. I can only imagine how you're feeling when one of your beautiful horses has suffered this injury.
Yeah, it's been... I think the first incident happened about 6 months ago. Our trainer, Barry Shepherd, he's got a number of horses, and he noticed one of his other horses had a nick on its neck, and we thought nothing of it. And then a couple of months later, there was another trainer, which horses exactly the same thing. And then poor old Roy, Fitzroy Boy, a couple of weeks ago, I got a phone call about 7 o'clock in the morning, and Marcel Gorry, Barry's, the trainer's Barry's daughter, rang me up in tears about what happened to Fitzroy Boy. So it's strange. It's something I've never seen, and a lot of old veteran trainers have never seen as well. It's a mystery. And you know, a lot of people have recently said, you know, this could be an incident with kids or something muck around. But we all know, you know, horses can get frightened and so forth. And with Roy, they actually took the rug off him and slit his throat. Luckily, it didn't hit his windpipe. It only just missed it. But it's scary that there's someone out there in the community who is taking joy in doing such a thing. And it's emotional for all the owners and anyone involved in racing. Like, a lot of people aren't involved in racing, but to see a couple of owners in tears, and Barry, who's been involved in training all his life, you know, he's like, he find it very hard to talk to people about it. It's just wrong.
So the person has gone to the effort to actually take off the rug to get to the neck and inflict this injury, and how is Roy at the moment?
Yeah, he was due to start a couple of weeks ago. We bought him last year off Brett Kavanagh as a tried horse. He had a couple of starts for us, and he's he's a lovely horse with the temperament and so forth. And he was due to start, but the stitches, we got about 15 stitches, I think it was, and we've just put him back probably about a month or 6 weeks. He's all right. We just want to see how his temperament is, because one of the other horses that got done, it was a lovely horse, and it's still scared of when other people come up to it now. So hopefully he'll be right and back on the track in probably 6 to 8 weeks.
So how big and deep was the gash?
Well, the vet said he was extremely lucky. He was basically just missed the windpipe. And if, of course, he'd not hit that windpipe, there wouldn't be no Roy anymore. So we're extremely lucky that he's... You know, we've got the vets out there straight away, and he's on the path to recovery. But, it's the local race club looking at installing, putting another fence up, and there's also talks about, we're talking about cameras. People have said to us, you know, why don't you sleep out there? But it's happened now probably once every 4 months. So it's just, it's not all the time, it's just unusual. We're all perplexed. So Queensland Racing are talking to us as well. So, hopefully we'll find something on this person who's doing it and gets put behind bars, or, we're all just confused at the moment.
And I was going to say, do the trainers have any idea of who may be doing this?
No, we got no idea whatsoever. It was a wet night when it happened in the early hours of the morning, and it's obviously an adult, because there were some footprints leading into the stables, and they were quite large footprints. So we do know it's more than likely an adult, but that's about basically all we know.
Well, our thoughts are with you, Sean. Good to hear that Roy's doing okay, but this is just a shocking spate of attacks on these defenceless, beautiful horses up there. So let's hope that the culprit is caught and he duly gets thrown in jail, or she, whoever is doing this.
Yeah, thanks for that, Michael.